listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want you to understand something about the terms of the contract that God made with Israel in the Old Testament. I'm going to read to you from Exodus chapter 24, beginning at verse 4, where we read this. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and he rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young men of the children of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half the blood and put it in basins, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has said, we will do and be obedient." And Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people and said, "This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all these words." In the book of Exodus, God made a covenant with the people of Israel. And Exodus chapter 24 was the signing ceremony for that contract. In verse 3 of that chapter, Israel verbally agreed to a covenant relationship with God, but there was a sense in which that was not good enough. They had to do specific things to confirm their covenant with God. You see, then and now, a contract might be valid even if it's only a verbal contract, but to make it more than a verbal contract, God commanded a signing ceremony to emphasize the covenant's importance. First, God's word must be written. We read here, Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. God's word was too important to be left up to human memory. Second, a covenant is only made with a sacrifice. We read here that they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. Sacrifice admits our guilt, our sin, our failing before God. It addresses our debt and guilt before God through the death of a substitute. Third, covenant is made when God's word is heard and responded to. We read here that he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. Our covenant with God is based on his words and his terms. Not on our words and our terms. There must be a response to God's word for covenant to be in effect. So the people answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will do and be obedient." Just as much as God did not negotiate his covenant with Israel, neither did he force it. You see, they had to receive it freely. Fourth, a covenant is made with the application of blood. Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people. As the nation received the blood of the covenant, that covenant was sealed. You see, the blood represented the life of a being, at least according to Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. "For the life of the flesh is in the blood," it says in that verse. Blood represents one life being given for another. So here's the point. The only way that we can have relationship with God is through covenant. He makes the terms of a new covenant, a new contract available to us in Jesus Christ. The night before Jesus died on the cross, he explained how the blood of his covenant saves us. He said this in Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." So today, don't look to the old covenant that Israel made with God at Mount Sinai. Instead, enjoy a new covenant relationship with God. It's based on who Jesus is and what he did for us, especially what he did at the cross. Live in it and enjoy it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.